It involves them being inspected and overseen more. And what's interesting is Mr. Kerry announced all this with pride in the press conference following the negotiations. Well, if Iran has done all this, it means Iran is demonstrating goodwill and transparency. It shows Iran wants the negotiations to yield results.
Iran has cooperated with the International Atomic Energy Agency so much that after the Geneva Agreement in 2013, IAEA Director Yukio Amano had nothing negative to report. In this agreement, Iran pledged to do several things until a final agreement was reached. Not to enrich uranium more than 5%, not to build any new facilities for enriching uranium, not to expand Iran's existing facilities, to oxidize half its existing 20% enriched uranium, and to turn the other half into uranium hexafluoride or UF6.
Well, what the West really wanted was for us to cease being a nuclear country altogether. No enrichment at all. They wanted us to buy whatever we needed for our power stations from other countries at a much higher price. As you can see, they have now acknowledged that we have the technology which we generated ourselves. We can achieve and procure whatever we need for our country's development and progress.
In my opinion, what we have done so far is valuable, especially for the West, because it proves they are preventing progress. The number of our centrifuges was going up all the time, as was their quality. Iran's activities in those areas has been limited, yes, and that's a win for the West. That's why it's a win-win situation, because Iran will continue enriching uranium to a lesser degree, but without sanctions. That's why I don't understand why some say we gave a lot but got very little in return.
Some say by buying into such an agreement, Iran has basically waved the white flag at the West. The interim agreement signed in Geneva has another dimension to it, which is the pledges the US, Britain, France, China, Russia and Germany made to Iran. Some of them were to refrain from leveling any new sanctions against Iran, to lift various sanctions on things like precious metals and petrochemical exports and the car industry, to supply Iran with spare parts for its air fleet, and to allow Iran to sell oil to a certain extent.
Some say none of it is any good. I can't accept that. We didn't get what we wanted, but important things happened. For instance, we wanted to be reconnected to the SWIFT banking system and to be able to export oil without any limitations.
The belief the West is trying to instill via its media is that Iran came to the negotiation table because the sanctions have crippled its economy and it wants to alleviate the pressure. This Iranian officials have repeatedly denied.
The issue of sanctions on Iran happens to be going dated back to almost 35 years ago. And the issue of the nuclear talks and the nuclear negotiations dates back to 2002 on serious discussion that have started. But the outcome of both happened to be very much unknown. But there are critics that are saying that the sanctions have worked on Iran. Part of the reason Iran has engaged the international community is because of economic pressure. I would argue to that point that yes, one of the reasons was the pressure that sanctions kind of implied on Iran. But beyond that, Iran sees a new role for itself as a stable force in a very unstable region. Therefore, trying to engage the international community, trying to be part of this global dialogue, and trying to resolve this issue in a timely manner.
I don't think any of the sanctions imposed on Iran before 2006 were because of our nuclear program. But we negotiated back then, and even when the sanctions weren't that harsh, we negotiated. and now that the sanctions have been amplified, we are still negotiating. I think the discourse coming out of Washington is a result of its arrogant attitude towards other countries. I say this because although the sanctions did make life harder for the Iranian people, it did not have a meaningful effect in our society. They thought the sanctions would encourage rioting and protest, but when the Iranian government managed to prevent that, the West learned it would have to abandon its regime change approach. اونا فهمیدن که همونجوری که عرض کردم سیاست رژیم چنج رو باید کنار بگذارن.
In recent months, Iranian officials indicated that if an agreement was reached, all the sanctions would be lifted in one go. This, they said, was the main reason why the talks were taking so long. Meanwhile, the US president's representatives have given the Democrats full assurance that this will not happen.
But ما ببینیم که توی مذاکره کنندمون چه موضوعی رو خواهد شنید و چه پاسخی رو خواهد.
We have to wait and see what questions are posed to our negotiators and what answers they give. It is inevitable that US politicians will try and manipulate people's minds and make people believe things that are far from the truth. We have to see what goes on behind the scenes. Of course, our negotiators will stand firm if the other side makes excessive demands. We value the acquisition of knowledge.
At the same time, Iran says, we're working within NPT, Non-Proliferation Treaty, and we ought to be treated the same way as other members of NPT. And what's important is Iran says, any type of concession that we are making ought to be reciprocated with immediate lifting of sanctions, and that's something West has not been entirely flexible about.
In the 35 years since the Islamic Revolution, unilateral and multilateral sanctions have been leveled against Iran on various pretexts. Even so, Iran has managed to stay afloat without having to rely on any superpower. It seems sanctions are losing their effectiveness when it comes to Iran.
به نظرم اگر اوباما همچنان بر این ادبیات مصر باشه.
In my opinion, if Obama goes on refusing to give Iran certain guarantees and the negotiations fail, he will be largely responsible. The US will be held accountable because Iran has been flexible enough and has created the ideal atmosphere for an agreement to be reached.
ایران انعطافای لازم رو به خرج داده.
این تحریم باید تلقیش آمریکا عوض کنه. اگر عوض کرد خیلی قضیه.
The US has to change its mindset when it comes to the sanctions. The US is passing up a golden opportunity. This is the first time in 35 years that there is a chance for mutual cooperation. It's a step towards building trust.
Iran's presence in the negotiations between the P5+1 and Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif's team has been constant and uninterrupted. IAEA Director Yokio Amano's reports show Iran has adhered to the interim Geneva Agreement. Iran has cooperated as much as international law requires and as much as the red lines drawn by the Iranian nation allow. It remains to be seen who the Western media will blame if the talks fail.
I think it's what's important is to realize that the extension of the talks has two key components. The first component is both United States and Iran need to resolve this politically by a deadline that has been set in place of March 1st, 2015. And the rest of the time, meaning till June 30th, 2015, they need to take care of the rest of technical issues on the nuclear platform. But what we are seeing here, I think it's important to realize, what we are seeing here is both sides need to come up with the solution very fast. And both critics in Washington and Tehran are being very critical of both President Obama and President Rouhani. So they need to see and show tangible progress. And I think that's very important for both sides to accomplish before the political deadline of March 1st.
Those against the negotiations in Iran continue putting pressure on Rouhani's government, saying it is not to Iran's benefit for the talks to go on in this fashion. They say the US is an enemy of the Islamic Republic itself, so even if all the issues are resolved, the West will find an excuse to keep the old wounds open in the hope of making Iran bow to the pressure. We asked the experts whether it's possible the negotiations could do Iran harm.
ببین چی ما دادیم حالا؟ یک 20% رو دادیم. ما 20%
So what have we given up? The freedom to enrich uranium up to 20%. But we have enough for the next 4 years. How long were we going to go on enriching uranium anyway? We don't need that much at the moment. We only need it for the Tehran Research Reactor. Yes, if we build other reactors, we'll need more. But for the one we have, the amount we have will last us 4 years. So what's all the fuss about?
I think balance has been restored to a certain extent. Iran has gained confidence and now knows it can function despite sanctions. And maybe the US has realized the regime change approach is not working when it comes to Iran's nuclear program.
The talks between Iran and the P5+1 have been going on for years, and in the meantime, Iran has been reducing its dependency on oil. This many see as a blessing for Iran. It seems the sanctions are losing their bite, so the question is, will the US accept Iran as a regional heavyweight or go on delaying the inevitable?